Welcome to the Homeboys Podcast. I'm your homeboy, Tariq Altsio. Joining with me today is Shay.
Hello.
And our guest today is Faris. Faris, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Faris.
Wait, why are you not sitting on the couch? We got the couch especially for the guests.
Well, I don't know. I just felt like sitting on the floor. Why not?
Well, now I feel obligated to sit on the floor.
Oh, come on. Just sit on the floor.
It's lifestyle, man. You got a gun lifestyle.
Sure. All right. Let's do it.
You know, homey feeling, you know.
Yeah. All right, Faris, why don't you just talk about yourself? I guess first of all, we'll say, because we met in camp, in NS.
Yeah.
You came in a bit later. I only met you like near the end of my stay. A
few months, yeah.
Yeah. And we hung out a bit, not too much, but it was only afterwards.
After NS.
Yeah, after NS that we started hanging out, mainly through D&D and stuff. Yeah. And for people who are listening, have no idea what D&D is, it's not dinner and dance.
No, okay? It is dinner and dance. That's what we do every Sunday, dinner and dance.
Every Sunday, there's a group of guys come over to the house, and then we just have dinner and dance.
D&D, dinner and dance.
Everybody just knows it as that.
Is it?
Yeah. Dinner and dance as D&D.
That's crazy.
You search online D&D, first thing that come out, it will be dinner and dance.
Is it really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Faris, what have you been doing, man? What's this week been like for you?
It's been tiring. I've been ending my shift late, usually. And to introduce myself, I'm an IT desk engineer working in NEC.
What does that mean, IT desk engineer?
Service desk.
So you just, like, people call you up and then you help them with, troubleshoot problems and stuff?
Yeah.
Like that.
So just, kring, kring, hello, I need help with my computer. And then I'm like,
so you're the guy that we need. Because most of our problems with the computers is just because it's damn old and we refuse to buy a new one.
So I'll just tell you to just restart a computer and it will be working
so
just as
fine. So it's basically the IT crowd.
Have you tried turning it off? Okay, good.
Have you tried restarting? No, not yet. Okay, you try to restart first and see. Oh, it's working now. Okay, thank you.
Ma'am, is the computer plugged in?
That's $10.
Oh no, it's charged like every ticket that I create. I don't tell them like how much it is.
Not really?
So oh, okay. Yeah. It's auto generated, so yeah.
But last few weeks you couldn't make it for D&D because of your weekend shift. Huh? By the way, why did they bring you back in the weekend? You're not like you like a, how long have you been working there?
I'm reaching my first year this month, June 12th, and my job is a shift job, so sometimes I work during weekend, sometimes I don't. But last month was like, no, was it last month or last 2 months? Was, I think last month. No, I don't know.
I mean, what is the context here? Like, what happened last month?
It's like exams and
Right, work. Yeah, that was about last month. Yeah,
last month was exam. The last 2 months was weekend shift, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's pretty hectic. What do you do in school then?
Well, I party every day.
Ah, yep. RMIT, Seoul. Party every day.
No lah, not RMIT, SUSS.
SUSS?
Yeah.
That's
no,
what they call it now.
I think RMIT is a different...
Is it not under... Oh yeah, no. SUSS. No, they call it SI and then they only recently changed to SUSS.
No, it's a UniSIM.
Yeah.
UniSIM which changed into
UniSIM changed to SUSS, that's right.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Man, it's so complicated, bro.
Who cares?
Overseas,
who gives a shit?
Overseas, bro.
But yeah, it's under government, I mean, at least there's like subsidy.
Yeah.
That's why I go to that.
That's a pretty good reason. Well, what do you study?
ICT, it's not in-camp training, it's information communication technology.
Have you been called back for ICT?
No, not yet. But so, even if I get called back, I think I will just defer.
Defer.
Yeah.
I think I have a cousin who's deferred for like 4 years now, right?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna call his name.
I also have to defer for about 4 years. Something.
Yeah, I mean, because you're doing school overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but mine's not.
I mean, but maybe if during holidays, then probably I'll just go.
Did I tell you about when I went to London about 2 months ago, right?
Mm.
I went for about 3 weeks.
Mm.
And I apparently you're supposed to tell...
Ah, right. Yes.
You're supposed to tell the NS team that you're going overseas for a long time.
Yeah.
And they fine you if you don't.
What?
I think it's 21 days, right?
Do you know this? I think so. What NS? I don't. So the NS website, just like put in, tell them that you are going overseas for a while.
But if I'm going overseas for a school?
I mean, you have to register for your school.
Yeah, you have to register.
It's, but this is like a holiday thing.
Oh.
They think you're trying to run away.
Because from what I know, I have a friend who's currently living in JB, who left Singapore to live in JB, and he's been over there for like a few months. Then when he came back to Singapore, he received a letter saying he's been overseas for like too long.
Yeah. No, I got that letter.
It's like a warning.
Yeah, the fine is like 2K. It's seriously a lot of money. It's like, what the hell?
First one was warning, right?
Sorry?
First one was warning.
What's the length? What's the period? What's the length?
I have the
21 days is so short, man.
Yeah, but if you were to go overseas for more than that, then you need to declare.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought you can go to on holiday for a lot longer period of time.
You would have to, as in you would have to tell them.
Yeah, you just have to tell them you don't need like approval or whatsoever. You just need to like...
To go on the... You have to go to NS portal,
portal
and tell them that you, that's bullshit, man.
I know.
Well, everybody, I mean, the government is keeping an eye on us, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that means I have to go on NS portal and tell them that I'm going to study for like 3 years or 4 years.
Oh, but that's confirmed you have to do it. Because you have to do a referral for your...
I mean, there is...
Overseas.
Yeah, there is like a page where you have to put in like your school whatsoever, like your duration.
Yeah.
I never do the NS quiz. NS man quiz.
It's called copy from someone
else. Never do the NS man quiz.
Did you copy?
Oh, of course.
Somebody was
hearing this right now. Everybody's copying.
WhatsApp, everybody just WhatsApp each other the answer. I'm like, okay, that's it, right?
You're not clever, mix around the questions.
Yeah, man, it takes way too long to complete.
Yeah, it's such a waste of time. Like, if they want you to know about these things, right, I think learning it the hard way is alright. Like, if I go overseas for too long, you send me a letter, you tell me you're not supposed to do that, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. You don't have to say, oh, it's a warning. Just send me a letter, say, oh, man, you can't do this. I get it.
Yeah.
No problem, I get it. I'm not trying to run away, dude. Okay, calm down.
But yeah, it's a troublesome system, I feel.
That's true. Okay, but this is sort of relating to what you work, yeah?
Yeah, kind of. I'm doing a little bit of Java programming.
Oh.
And that's the worst module that I work.
Really? But Java seems like the simplest of them all.
It's simple, yes. But it's programming.
Yeah.
Which is something
okay,
that I don't
enough.
Like. Yeah.
I feel like this you need someone to hear talk about IT and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Someone's not here. Because he's the IT one, he knows more about like that kind of stuff.
He's the IT he's studying IT, he's not the IT one.
Yeah, I mean if he studies IT he'll know more than us.
Yeah, but like
period.
If he's the IT one, he would know a lot more than us.
Yeah, that's true. So he doesn't
he just knows about cables. He knows sometimes how to fix the internet. And that's really it.
Well, that's my next semester. I'll be doing about networking.
Yeah, that's probably the most important.
No Wi-Fi! No Wi-Fi!
What happened to the router?
You literally become the lifesaver.
Yeah. But yeah, I have this one module learning about sustainable technology, and it's like one of the most bullshit modules I've ever taken.
Yeah, what is that?
Basically, it's common sense, but it's not common sense. Like
that sounds like most of like business modules, honestly.
Maybe, yeah, but it's, you're studying about, like, sustainability of a city. Like, what makes it sustainable? Like, it managed to meet all the profits and economy while also saving the earth, nature, and not use or waste resources whatsoever, all that. So, yeah, it's like one page. One page of answer is just one question.
Mm.
One part of the question is just one A. And you still have one B. And that's like my exam.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the documentation. That means like this clause, explain it in a scenario.
Oh,
one
God.
Question.
Was it law?
Oh, my God.
No, it wasn't law. It was... I can't remember what it was. I only studied just for that subject. And I just read about 4 questions or something like that. And each one was like 20 marks.
Oh, yeah. Mine
was just like that.
4 questions, 25 marks each.
Yeah.
Then there are like example 1A, explain sustainability, explain non-renewable energy sources, something like that, oil, coal.
But it's
whatever.
Not open book, is it?
No.
It's not.
It's like you have to memorize all that
memorize
shit.
The
yeah.
course. And
I think that's one thing I like about Australia. Australia, it's open book, man.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because the thing is,
it's not about regurgitating anything. It's about like understanding what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Right?
So it doesn't matter if you have the book or not.
Even like in like a real life scenario, like you can bring a book around to refer to material any point of time. You're not required to remember any of these.
Yeah.
So that But like going back to a bit of like because I do in my spare time I do a lot of world building like for Dungeons and Dragons. For those of you listening right now, if you don't know, what I do in my spare time a lot is basically make a world of my own, a fantasy world of my own. And going back to like sustainability a bit, one of the things that I've read, like in sort of medieval times, how they work based almost solely on food, like food bringing into a city and waste going out to the city.
Yeah.
And like the whole system just works on that.
Yeah.
And like science and development builds on these main two principles, which this is what I've learned, and I don't know if that's what you learn as well.
Should learn about. I mean, I like to watch videos on ancient Rome.
Yeah.
How they built their cities and whatnot. That's like, I think Rome for me is like my favorite part of history.
Mm.
I mean, compared to medieval Europe as well, I think like the Roman Empire is like the most interesting because you have everybody backstabbing everybody.
Yeah. And the thing. Because that's drama. Like, everybody loves to watch that. Like, if everything goes right, nobody cares.
Exactly. And to become emperor, you're like the big fat target right there.
Yeah.
And everybody wants to.
Yeah, but the reality of it is that if you want power, that's what you have to do, essentially, right? No morals.
I mean, yeah, to be cynical about it, that's true.
I mean, you can do it the other way, but like, I mean, it's a faster way.
I mean, there was this one...
The cheap way.
There was this one Roman emperor who was so drunk in power that he declared war on the god of sea is what's his name, like
Poseidon,
yeah, and he sent like Roman legions.
Roman would be Neptune, would it?
Neptune. And he sent like Roman legions to the beachhead and asked them to start stabbing into the water.
You know what, I think I might have heard of that.
Stab the water.
Yeah, step into the water, like, yeah, die god.
I actually would like to see that. One guy go inside
I would like to see the scripture of that.
One guy go inside the sea.
That's like a level 1 D&D character fighting a level 30 god creature.
I don't think you even get close to that, man. That's incredible. But okay, but the past week or the past like 2 weeks now, because I've been sort of on holiday waiting for school, I've done a lot of research on like mythology and
mm-hmm.
history as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the new God of War coming out, have you played?
No, not yet.
Have you seen people play?
I've seen a little bit on YouTube.
Yeah, videos. Okay. I watched the whole gameplay. Yeah. I mean, it's not wrong, okay? If I can't afford it, I'll watch somebody play it.
Yeah, me too, me too.
You watch the full run through, you're like, okay, I finally played it.
But like that's sort of the same. I mean, if you're going in for the story, not for like the actual game,
yeah,
right? That's sort of a way around it. And I personally went through it myself, and I think it's really good in a mythology standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people I've seen a lot of people in like comments and stuff say they've been really interested in the story after playing through the game, and I was as well. And I did a lot of research on Norse mythology, and after that, I was just on a binge from one pantheon to the next pantheon because I've been building my own pantheon on my own, and seeing how like paganist, I mean, this is more just like a pagan pantheon.
Mm.
Looking at how they come up with their like gods was very interesting because you can see a lot of resemblance and a lot of similarity in the whole pantheon.
Yeah.
And one of the things, I guess, like for example, one of them would be like the god of thunder, like
mm-hmm.
Thor
yeah.
in Norse, Zeus in Greek, and and there's in Slavic, if I could remember the name, I think it's Perkunas or something. They all have very similar traits.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, besides being the god of thunder, they are the god of power. They're also the god of oak trees. And one of this is because oak trees are supposed to be like really tall in like their environment. Oak trees would be like one of the taller trees, and they would always be struck by lightning because they're like the tallest thing.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that they always get struck by lightning, they are always significant to a god of thunder, and this happens to like three different religions, and just to see that resemblance from three completely different, I'll say completely different, but like three different religions would be actually quite interesting.
What I like about this is that you realize that they're not the god of one thing. They're always the god of a few things.
Yeah. They are rarely the god of one thing.
Yeah.
If you're going back to really ancient, like Sumerian religion, they would be a god of one thing. Like they would be the god of the sea, the god of the moon, and then that's it. But as I think as time passes by, they become the god of more than one thing because they are related to
the god of more than one thing.
I am the god of more than one thing.
What's the one thing that you are god of?
I'm the god of donkeys, but also good health.
But it has to be like related somehow, right? But
yeah, yeah,
it's just not. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just like one thing and completely.
No, no. Okay. Most of the time, it's related. I don't think I recall anything that's not related.
Well, but you see, even if they are, like, example, Zeus and Thor are like the god of the same thing. But you see, like, their origin story is always different.
Yeah, they have
and
different, like,
very
mom story.
Yeah, and it's very interesting, at least for me. So
yeah, like, definitely. Like, they...
One came from a titan, and another one is, like...
Yeah, yeah. But also, the thing is, they also have different, I guess, stories behind them. Like,
mm-hmm.
how they act among their pantheon is also really different. And that's really cool to see as well.
Yeah, that's like, you can see Thor in Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, did you?
No, I do not.
Elder Scrolls.
Hmm.
Yeah, but like, man, I'm. There's something I need to say about this, but I just can't remember it.
But there's an element of culture that goes into it as well.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, no, I remember now. I was bringing this back because these gods are also very much like the Roman people in the sense that a lot of backstabbing going on. Especially in their religion, coming out from Greek, then into Roman.
Mm.
There's a lot of backstabbing, there's a lot of like weird shit going on. Like, you don't expect Hera to be the one freaking doing the most destruction to everybody. Like, freaking look at Disney's Hercules, man. They're all such nice people. How dare you, Disney?
Yeah.
Like, Hera tries to kill Hercules, man. Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, god damn it. Like, it wasn't even Hades. Like, Hades is sort of like the good guy. Like, in most of it, like, he doesn't really...
Technically, Hades is a good guy. But
yeah,
he's been tricked by Zeus to become the lord of the underworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
but, like,
yeah,
throughout his stay in, like, the religion, he is completely misunderstood. He is, like, the good guy throughout. And just because he's the lord of the underworld, it makes him bad.
He's Prizuko.
No, he's not. He's not like that.
Prizuko!
He's far from Prince Zuko.
You know, speaking of religion, one thing I found rather interesting or perplex, like a little bit of both, is do you know Dante's Inferno?
Yeah. I know of it. I've never played it. Never like.
It's okay. There's no need to play. Like, you can just watch the movie, the animated movie, or you can just watch like cutscenes whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the lowest, spoilers right now, but at the lowest part of hell, the ninth level. You know, Dante's Inferno centers around Christianity,
yeah,
one God, Satan, whatsoever.
Yeah.
Suddenly, at on the ninth level, there will be the Titans inside. I'm like, how?
Where did that come from?
Wouldn't that be big, like being like a heretic? You know,
yeah,
believing
it,
one.
It is to a sense.
All of a sudden.
I mean, I was like, wait a minute, how come there's titans when you're centered
around? Well, I guess, you know what, I think in Hebrew, there was some sort of mention of giants, which in a sense could relate to titans, so I guess if you go that deep and you sort of twist it a bit, that could make it, I guess, into the game, make it sort of believable. But that's really it. That's all I can. Like I said, I'm no.
Yeah, could be some loss in translation kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm no expert.
Yeah, me too. But it was still surprising to see like a game that is based on an ancient text. It's like,
yeah, maybe the developers are like, yeah, okay, it's put it.
I mean, what else you got monsters anyway.
Just put it whatever.
I mean, but the titans were subdued. They weren't really like the enemy, I think.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't really play the game, I just like watch
right.
the watch movies.
Cool.
But yeah, it's interesting because you see, maybe it's there's a similarity between all these gods, probably because of the migration from one area to another. It may be due to that also.
I'm not sure. Could be. But also, I also read somewhere that these gods were, they came into favor because of convenience. Like Thor rose in power because there was a need for a god of war because a lot of war was going on. Mm-hmm. So they will worship something that would give them strength. So in that period of time, Thor became popular because a lot of wars, they need strength, they look to a higher being of strength. Then they, so they, I guess, in a sense, sort of created, I won't say that because I'm sure there's still pagans out there. they came to worship Thor and that changed throughout like history based on who they worship, based on convenience of the time, like there was peace, there'll be more of harvest, and there was war, there's more of war.
This is just because of your Han Solo shit stuff.
Shit back for a while. We got cut off like a bit like into it, so it doesn't matter. I don't think we missed anything super important.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were just like near at the end of talking about gods and then going into movies. So now we can like perfectly start. Let's get back to it. Talking about Han Solo movie. Faris thinks it's pretty impressive going in with low expectations. I didn't quite like it. Shay?
I'm okay.
He's okay with it.
He's okay.
Faris, tell me why you like it.
Maybe the reason I was impressed by it because I went in with low expectations. But, I mean, the whole movie is that it's very different from all the Star Wars movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see Star Wars movie, you have the good and evil fighting against, and you know who are the good and evil in the movies. But in Solo, you wouldn't know who is who. It's like the Roman Empire. It's like everybody backstabbing everybody.
You're gonna bring it full circle.
Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, sure, there are a lot of plot holes. Like, for example, the dice. What the hell are the dice?
That's just a lucky chop.
But where does it come from?
Is that
like, you know?
Yeah, where did he buy those dice from?
That's
yeah.
Just like some iconic shit because of the last movie, you know, when he died, he gave Leia the ghost thing, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of supposed to be
like a link.
Homage, if you will.
Yeah, it's like a totem kind of thing.
And like, who really owns the Millennium Falcon before Lando?
Yeah, who did own the Millennium Falcon?
Like, we would never know. And what the hell is with the ending?
Yeah, the ending was kind of bullshit to me.
Well, for me, I
liked
think
Darth Maul was coming back because he plays a lot of the roles, like in the background of like the Clone Wars coming into here. But I'm not too like separated from that. Like, I believe that, but it feels like sort of
because like, you know, people like me who don't watch any of the alternative medias, like example the Star Wars Rebels or Star Wars Clone Wars.
You never watch those?
Heaven, not never.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Okay, so
because, like,
to be fair,
we are big Star Wars people, so we watch it all. Except for me, the last episode of Rebels I haven't watched yet.
God damn it, what the hell is wrong with you? Okay, so I guess I would know most about like Clone Wars and Rebels included, but I never played like any of the Old Republic.
Old Republic, yeah.
So I don't know anything about Old Republic. Don't ask me about that.
But the Old Republic is fun. But let's get back to
the
main timeline. But you know, people who just watch the movies will be like, "What is going on with Darth Maul?"
They would have no idea what.
They
was
were,
yeah.
They didn't watch. Yeah. They wouldn't know.
That's where like all these animated series comes into play.
Yeah.
I believe.
True.
Because one of my friends who I went to watch with, he was like, "Oh my god, Darth Maul is inside!" And then I was like, "What's the link between Crimson Dawn and Darth Maul?"
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, "Rebels, you need to watch. Like, apparently, being cut into half and falling into an endless pit doesn't mean death."
Yeah. No, he didn't die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had that superpower, getting cut into half and falling into an endless pit.
You know how he survived? Through sheer force of hatred for Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I see.
That's how. So, like,
here's
the secret to forever living. Hate someone so much that it drives you to be alive.
So I guess Emperor Palpatine didn't have someone he hated so much then.
Yeah, because he was like on top of the world at this point. Like, he couldn't hate anybody else because he was just, you know, I guess that's what it was.
You know the part after like 3 years later where he was in like in this ground warfare, I feel like maybe they should like expand on it. I don't know. It's like a very gritty.
It was so brief that he was in like one war. And also, he kept saying that he was the best pilot, but we never saw him fly.
Yeah, we didn't see him in the flight academy whatsoever. He got thrown out for having a mind of his own. But I kind of like that part. I wish there were more.
Yeah.
You always see like stormtroopers shooting 75% of their shot like missing.
Yeah.
And you never see like the gritty ground warfare. I think the closest would be like Rogue One.
Rogue One would be it, yeah.
Yeah, but...
I like Rogue One among all.
Yeah, Rogue One is my favorite.
I think
you know what, Rogue One's best?
Yeah.
Rogue One's the best.
Yes.
I mean, without the Jedi and...
Yeah, okay. Rogue One is the best of the... Like, after the series.
Oh yeah, there was no... The only fact that about Rogue One is that there was no Jedi.
There was no Jedi.
I think that's fine. For a Star Wars movie without centralizing
the beginning. Yeah, is fine, I suppose.
Yeah, well, no, but those are like the after the six, like literally after the six movie saga, that's the best one for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like of the six, it has to be episode 3.
Controversial, man.
Controversial, but like
why?
Obi-Wan versus Anakin is the best thing ever.
I have the high ground.
Yeah, no. Like the amount of memes that came out of that movie is literally the best. But also because that's the first time you ever get to see in like all six Star Wars movies like a proper Jedi fight.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, they never really get into contact or with each other, but they're just swinging their swords all around.
Yeah,
fantastic, man.
Yeah.
You know that one part where they were like just swinging until like at one point in time, then they just said, like,
it's called a fake.
Why waste all that energy just to like for that one strike and not hitting at all?
It's like momentum, okay?
Momentum you have to build, like, but so you just fly with that.
Just helicopter out of there.
But yeah, going back to Han Solo, I think it's not a bad movie like I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think the actor, even though he doesn't have the charisma of Harrison Ford, doesn't have that aura. And he's a little bit too cheery.
He was cheery, but I think he's allowed to be cheery because he hasn't had a lot of shit happen to him just yet.
Yeah. But that's the thing that I kind of like try to explain to myself.
Yeah.
Like why he's so cheery.
Here's the thing. He's not sarcastic enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But you can always see the same thing where he hasn't been through enough.
Yeah.
To talk to that.
The one thing that I was impressed with was the way he posed to shoot. It's exactly the same like Harrison Ford.
he had to practice it in the mirror.
Yeah. at the mines where they were running out and then, you know, spoilers before L3 died.
Yeah, and this is all spoilers, okay? Yeah. Don't watch this if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, and then like before L3 died and then he was just running and then he turned and then he was like, shoot, and then like, god damn, it's like the same as
damn,
like...
Damn!
But yeah, I mean, all in all, I feel like he kind of like... played a good part of Solo, which we never a part of Solo that we never see in all these
mm-hmm.
movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all we've seen is like those dark, sarcastic, skeptical, smuggler.
Yeah, this is more of his optimistic side.
Yeah,
yeah. How about Lando?
Lando, I don't have a lot of. He's funny, but I don't have a lot of like
background on him.
See, here's the thing. Lando in the Han Solo movie was pretty good, okay. But the thing is, Tarek has his problem because he thinks that he should have done more.
No, okay.
Because you like him so much, he should have done more.
Listen,
but what I'm saying is, if he does like a lot of the stuff that goes on, right, then it overshadows the fact that it's supposed to be a Han Solo
movie. Look, it doesn't matter, okay? Because Kira had more showtime than Chewbacca, okay?
Yeah, but it's about the development.
But oh yeah, speaking of Chewbacca, like, how the hell does Solo know how to speak Wookiee?
Yeah, that's the part that they addressed. They never addressed that before.
That's why fighting and then I speak Wookiee. Yeah. Like, what?
Who cares? How does anybody else understand the Wookiee?
I mean, maybe if I were to just randomly step into a Wikipedia, I'll just brrrr. Maybe I can, you know.
No, but okay, but here's
the thing. Always the thing with Star Wars.
Hang on. He can speak Wookiee, but everybody else can understand Wookiee. That's what I want to know.
Yeah. Well, it's only Han Solo that understands him.
No.
I see his own explanation.
No. Everybody else seemed to understand him.
Only in Solo, people don't understand Wookiee, but in the other movies, they kind of like,
yeah, but that was always the thing. Like how C-3PO and R2-D2 had a conversation, right? Nobody really understands what C-3PO, I mean, what R2-D2 is saying, and there's no subtitles or anything, but it was just a thing. They were just like, they just banter on it. That was a thing. That was a thing with Han Solo and
I didn't really care too much about the language, but I want to go back to Lando. Lando's a cool character, man. Lando's a really good character. And Darth Vader plays a really good Lando. The only problem is, when they went into the freaking mines to do the whole heist, Lando was inside playing with his phone. What the shit?
Recording himself, like.
Yeah, no. Lando is this huge infiltrator, charmer person that he could go into like huge like empire shenanigans and come out with
unscathed.
Yeah, come out unscathed. Come out with contacts. Come out with blackmail on high-ranking officers. No problem. And I believe they said he was retired at that point
because
he's so goddamn good.
Yeah.
And it's just weird to see that he didn't get to play that role at all in the whole movie. Like, he was the driver out of there, which didn't seem to fit his, you know...
Much like a D.O., right?
...profile.
Yeah, that's the thing I found...
Why didn't they just let the droid, like, drive them out? Like, Lando could have been inside. That's what I felt. So, I don't know.
That's what I find quite weird as well. The whole ship was just him and the droid.
Yeah.
That was it. I thought they would have like a crew or something. You know?
I don't think he needed a crew. I think Lando was good enough to be like a solo kind of guy.
I think
solo
guy. Lando was there just to give an excuse on how Solo actually got the Millennium Falcon.
And that's it.
And the relationship, I suppose.
Yeah. That's what I didn't really like about it. But also because Kira was too big of a Megan Fox in that movie, I think.
Mm.
She was just there. And, you know, they didn't really need her to be there, but they put her in there. Because
love interest.
I know, exactly. But the thing is, like, come on, man.
I mean, she didn't do much except for, like, wait, what did she do again?
She said she, like, backstabbed them, huh? But in
she
did it.
No, but
well.
No, we knew she's going to backstab anyway because everybody, the whole movie hinted that she was going to backstab them.
Yeah.
And it was always like, am I going to backstab you now? Oh, no, not now. Is it now? No,
yeah,
not
yeah,
now.
Really
only
sorry.
At the end. But we all knew, like, oh, are you going to do it now? Okay, is it now?
It's just the way you perceive it. Like you see the end where she killed the what's the guy's name? The scarf face guy?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Dryden Boss.
Yeah, Dryden Boss, right. Then, Han Solo came out and he says, "Oh no, she killed Dryden Vos." Then the Woody Harrelson his character said, "No, but she killed it for her own purpose, not because of you." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then your perspective changed.
That's the thing about Woody Harrelson's character. It's one of the I feel like unpredictable kind of guy.
Hmm.
You think like he's like a mentor to Solo, but then he's like looking out for himself only.
I like that character because he's a proper scoundrel. That's what.
Yeah, but exactly.
he was a mentor to Solo even in the end. So the whole thing, even him backstabbing and stuff, was also a way of teaching him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that sense.
And one last lesson, kid. Pew!
That whole like smuggler industry is basically that.
Yeah.
And I like his character really just bringing that in.
Yeah.
But like I said, when I went into the movie, I think I had too high of an expectation because I expected to be an epic adventure of Han Solo and Chewbacca. Lando comes in to start some shit, and then they do the Kessel Run, you know?
The most intimate experience with Lando I had was with Battlefront 2.
Yeah?
Where one of the sequence was where Lando infiltrates a volcanic world where it builds all these 80-80s
mm-hmm.
and all these, like, machinations of the Empire. And then, like, with Lando and his buddy is like suddenly, you know, just by luck, and then like shoot, the whole factory just explode, and the whole volcanic erupts.
That's exactly what Lando is.
Yeah, just one shot, the right shot.
Yeah, that's the definition of him being a gambler. Not like he just gambles all the time. He literally has luck on his side.
And with that, like him cheating, you know,
and also because Han Solo has that as well, and I think that's what makes these two characters so cool, because both of them are really lucky,
mm-hmm.
and like you never know who's gonna come out on top. Mm-hmm. And I think that should have been played a little bit more. I think Chewbacca should have been like a way bigger factor in that movie.
Yeah,
I think Kira as a love interest would have been cool, but only in the sense that they came back to like you said, they came back to break her out instead of her playing such a big role in the sense that she was part of this, this underground kind of thing.
In the Star Wars universe, do you know anything of Kira before?
No, and I believe Kira is was made for this movie.
Yeah,
I don't think she was in any other sources.
It's a Disney canon then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think there may be like you know, those another standalone movie where either Darth Maul or Kira will play another
one. I don't think there's gonna be a comic series that's gonna come out.
Yeah, I don't think it's good enough for them to make a spin-off movie about them.
Yeah.
But maybe like
I think there's definitely,
I mean, like not about them, but more of like people behind the shadows. People in the shadows that are like, you know, pulling the strings whatsoever.
Oh definitely, yeah. For those who don't know, Darth Maul holds this huge like shadow council kind of shit going on. So he's got a lot of people under his wing.
Yeah.
So there's no question that she could be like at least a little bit more involved. But really, besides that, they could definitely play her character out into the comics, into Rebels. I can see if they're making another Rebel season, Kira could definitely just like come into the scene without that much of a trouble. Yeah.
So, after episode 9, we know episode 9 will be coming out next year.
Yeah.
So, after episode 9, like, what kind of standalone movie would you like to watch?
Dude, freaking give me my Jedi's back.
Yeah, give me
a standalone movie about a Jedi.
But you've seen them from the start to the towards the end, right?
Yeah.
It's just less and less Jedi's and then going back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
In that sense of...
Dude,
having less Jedi.
Why not Ahsoka?
That's the way they wanted. Yeah, that's the thing. That's the one that I want the most. It's just an Ahsoka movie.
No, but the thing is because they...
Ahsoka Tano.
No, I think maybe the problem is because there's so much lore on Ahsoka in books and in films that maybe a movie
They're afraid to make something canon and everything else is gone.
That and also because there's so much material out there that they don't really need to make a movie out of it.
Nah,
you
but
know?
I feel like
they should.
Her story is so
it's
nice.
So good. It's
just
so good.
In visual context would be just
exactly.
But
like
movies, man, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I know.
We have this book. It's an Ahsoka Tano book. So just about a story, part of a life. And I started reading the book. I was like in chapter 3 or something. In the start of NS, right? I was reading it. Towards the end of NS, I'm still at chapter 3. I'm not a book person. I can't do books, man.
Right.
I'm a movie guy. Make it visual and I'll watch that shit. I'll watch that shit 10 times, man.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, man. That's an interesting thing.
You know what standalone movie I would like to watch?
What's that?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah,
I think everybody wants an Obi-Wan. And, you know, I'm not opposed to it, but I still want something around Clone Wars era.
Yeah.
Like, or even before that. Like, and a Jedi that's just all like, I think a Yoda movie would be super cool. But like a movie about a Jedi going through a period where there's a lot of Jedis going on, that is better than the first, you know, the 1, 2, 3 movies.
Actually, I've come to you on that Yoda movie. I think Yoda as a mysterious character is
you know what,
nice.
I would agree with that also. I think that's also cool. But like
it'd be nice to have a Yoda movie, but I think it's better to have him like
As a mysterious character, you know what? That's cool too.
Like Obi-Wan would be good.
Obi-Wan
is good. Ahsoka
is good. But there's not really any Jedi that are so much of a main character in that sense that they can make a standalone movie. I think that's why.
When the Republic was still the Republic.
Yeah, exactly. There isn't really a. Or maybe freaking. You know what? I know. General Grievous. General Grievous is
the featured spinner guy.
But his life, you know, before he became a...
Yeah, no, exactly. Before he became a droid, like back in his home planet.
Mm.
I forgot what it's called.
That will all be nice, but we all know that after 9, it's going to be the Rian Johnson's one.
But I read a bit, after the trilogy, is going to be the Rian Johnson
Rian
or Rian Johnson?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever his name. Will be another trilogy by Johnson's movie. What's the...
He said that his one is... It's not gonna be part of like the Skywalker, like family or it's gonna be.
But it's so good.
But it's so good. But it's gonna be like, I think it's gonna be a different thing altogether. Now I think when he did the episode what 8, he sort of like led to, I think the reason why he did 8 was to lead towards his own one. That's why it's all destroyed. That's why 8 is completely destroyed. Destroyed the whole Star Wars.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think this trilogy is like killing off all the old actors.
Old actors. Admiral Akbar didn't have to die.
That was unnecessary.
But the Princess Leia's character in space,
that's possible. Let me tell you, if you watch Clone Wars, that's possible.
Yeah, that's possible.
But the thing is, Admiral Akbar didn't have to die. He knew it was a trap. He always knows it's a trap.
It's a trap. Yeah, come on,
get out of there.
It's a trap. But yeah, I think I read a bit on the Star Wars Expanded Universe before the Disney's canon.
It was
like another universe.
Yeah.
Was it that was invading during Luke Skywalker's time?
Mm-hmm.
I think that was one of the cool period. I think I read a bit. I haven't really read like
a lot
into it.
It was good.
Yeah.
The extended universe before the things.
Yeah, it's a lot of.
That's why when it came out. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I think we're running out of time now. I wanted to get into Dungeons and Dragons because there's the two new books are set to release this coming September. I don't know if you're in the loop.
I am not aware.
Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, for those who are listening who like Dungeons and Dragons, I suppose you might be aware of it. The two books coming out. The first one is called Waterdeep Dragon Heist. It's in it's an urban. Basically, it's a heist scenario where there are four main villains. Who are all looking for this treasure hidden in Waterdeep.
Sounds like Apocalypse.
It's super cool, dude. It's like, it's the first, I don't know if it is the first actually, but it seems like the first like urban adventure where it's the whole thing is just set in Waterdeep and there's enough for you to go around and not have to leave the city and have this whole adventure in there. And the second book is just one full crazy dungeon set in underground Waterdeep.
Uh-huh.
What is it called? I don't remember. The under mountain, I believe. I think it's set to be level 6 to 20, which is I think from 5th edition would be like the highest level dungeon that we're gonna experience. So
it'd be like what? You're from level six and then you just continue exploring the dungeon, you can like hit
up
20.
To level 20? I have no idea, dude. But it might be that 6 to 20 level characters can explore the dungeon and feel challenged. Yeah. So we will not get into it today. Maybe we'll get into it next week or another time. But yeah, after this, we're playing D&D, dude.
Yeah. I'm trying to play my Gambit.
Have you watched the stream?
I don't think I was watching.
Stream of Many Eyes.
No, not.
We'll talk about it later. Don't worry about it. So,
I watched it as well, by the way.
Yeah. Nobody, I think I'm the only one who's just been binge-watching it.
Dude, he woke up in the morning just to watch that shit, man.
Dude, it's good.
But to be fair, I wake up in the morning to watch surfing as well, so... There you go.
Make right. A roll.
We are out. This is the end.
Bye.
Bye.